We apparently can't find out if they can. start to do this again and lay out this whole business. I just wonder if that would be good before we meet with our lawyers.
Yes.
And if we have no lawyers, and then we kind of that first.
Anyway, I'll try and set up a chat with you. I'm going to level up the national security stuff, but I'm going to say, look, you know the Bureau anyway, you know that everywhere, very close tie with the Marx people. You know, they didn't want to investigate the Ellsberg thing. Under circumstances, we had no choice but to go into it for no evidence. We did our best. And then finally, they take over the case by mention of the direct orders.
He will find in the file an admonition to Hoover from here. I don't know if it's you personally or me or who, Krogh maybe, that this was to be handled as a principal case. He had laid back for months and months and months and refused to let his agents get into it.
Okay, so he couldn't use the agents, he couldn't use the
oil. He was very tender about how agents would be used in this case.
Because of the marks.
And so a certain rather routine investigatory efforts were conducted from here.
That's right. Because it involved national security.
This one was apparently an excess.
Yes.
But in the context of how the Bureau works,
the Bureau would have been the same.
They might have been the same damn thing.
Until you're totally convinced that the other result is inevitable. As long as there is still
still stay ahead of the other. The White House is going to be badly hurt, and I think this is true, although maybe I'm not being objective. I think the president is going to be badly hurt by our stepping out.
I agree. Well, the president's been badly hurt.
Well, I'm not sure yet. See, we're overreacting to a lot of that. I still will say, you look at what's here now, you've been badly hurt by some people that have badly served you. What you got to decide is where the line is drawn and who badly served you and who didn't. If I step out, my position has got to be, and I've got a very good public case for it, that you and I, and then I'll transfer it to me, were badly served by a number of people. I'm not sure yet even who they all are.
Sure.
And as I said to Henry, I can't tell you.
Henry,
yes, I think that's the main, and Magruder really, not as much as Mitchell and Dean.
It was the principles that you were very sure about. Wasn't Magruder. Magruder was doing what people pressured him into doing.
But I suppose, you know, we were all sitting there, and there was a campaign. We said, what the hell else do we do? I guess we all sort of said, well, Christ, that's it.
Yes, but the point is, through all of that, I did not know, and you did not know, and I don't know today, and I don't believe you do, really, what happened in the Watergate case.
No.
I would not be willing to write out a scenario and say, I know this is the case.
I wouldn't either.
Because I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the question I went around and around again. No. And the report I gave you starts out saying, I'm not sure, but this is my conclusion based on 3 weeks of intensive interrogation of 15 people.
No, I have an opinion now. I had an opinion back at the beginning. But in the position I was in, I don't feel I'm entitled to do anything as a result of an opinion. I can't act.
Query.
Responsibly unless I know what it's supposed to be.
I don't know where Colson
is yet. And I think that remains to be seen.
Colson's trying to stay very close to you. He's doing his best. And he's calling every day, and he wants to come over and see me today, and so on and so forth.
He mustn't talk to me.
Right. But, I mean, he's trying to make his interests coincide.
Yeah.
Interesting thing that you should remember that I forgot and dredged up in my records last night. Richard Kleindienst was in Los Angeles when we got to San Clemente this last trip. And we hadn't come down, and he had a private meeting with you San Clemente on about the 31st of March. We flew out the 30th. He came down early the morning of the 31st before he went to New York.
Met with us
for an hour or so. I informed him that you had by letter appointed me to get into this.
Yeah.
And the dean was out of it. We discussed a lot of the ramifications. He then went and had a private conversation with you. Remember, I sat outside in case you needed. And so that ought to be added into the mix in terms of the whole sequence of events.
But I told him.
It shows that you were on top of it on the 31st of March.
Yep.
And that he was informed of the White House effort back in the 31st of March. That's something that I had neglected to put on my calendar until last night.
You know,
circumstances, and we don't know yet what the circumstances will be. If I had to bet on Peterson's scenario right now, that McGriddle would go in open court and name us, I would take odds he won't. Now, that may be born of a forlorn hope, but it's an odd position.
Today, and his lawyers are probably jumping up and down.
Sure they are. Sure they are. But that's begging trouble again. We don't know what the circumstance of Dean's return blast will be, if there is one, or whether we're going to be hurt by it. I hate to be in a position of hanging on here.
Say the president said that all of them are willing to resign.
Does it all sound just, let me make a case in point that maybe is relevant, but it is to me. I think we made a serious mistake in forcing Chapin to resign on the assumption that we had to get him out so that he wouldn't be forced out later. We jumped ahead of the facts and we jumped wrong. And we lost a good man in the process. We hurt a guy badly in the process and served no useful purpose as it now develops. Whether he was here or there wouldn't have made the least bit of difference now. I just, naturally my own interest is at stake in the next step, but I think from the presidency's interest, you have a question whether it is better served by our getting out or staying in.
Look, you have to be
pretty quick.
You have to
know it today.
You have to be totally comfortable with our saying.
Oh, I'm comfortable.
Otherwise, it would never work.
No, frankly, when I'm doing reviews, I'm exploring the PR aspects.
I'm comfortable. Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
otherwise, why the hell would you think I took Garmin's advice?
Well, I understand. I understand.
I
just want to say it again.
What I understand is that both of you are damn good on the PR side. And I just want you to think of the PR side in terms of yourselves and in terms of us, but also in terms of...
Well, there is an intangible ingredient here called, quote, the president's confidence, unquote.
Right.
Which Ziegler goes out and spends occasionally when he says the president backs Pat Gray on the Hill.
Right.
When you do that, you pump adrenaline into Pat Gray's future up there just through the fact that you're having said that. There are other ways that you do that. And that's by not doing things. And to the extent that that pumps adrenaline in with my viability or my reputation or my ability to cope with a problem, it's obviously to my interest.
Right.
And so that's something that I would hope would be spent very sparingly. That in other words, we'd be very slow in just tossing that away.
Yeah.
That's why I say I think we ought to wait and see what develops here.
All right.
See what Peterson says to you this morning. See what our lawyers can find out and then match them up. I suspect our lawyers will hear one thing and you'll hear another.
That's my prediction. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I will see the rule. I must not be in the rule. personal family or my official family. So the problem I had was basically, you know, we were sitting around here yesterday and talking about the economy. And here we are today talking about the bomb South Vietnam again. And in addition, the Timmons will be in saying, what can I call behavior or quality? But the wear effect of that is enormous. It's enormous. And it may be destructive. It may be fatal. I think you should be aware of that. And so I was not really kidding about that. And I don't know what can happen. The second point is that I wonder if this whole thing, whether you stay or not, is not so destructive that our ability to govern will be totally destroyed. That's what Richard Henry's point.
I think that depends on how you handle yourself in the next 2 months. If you could take occasions to separate yourself from this, take occasions to condemn the wrongdoers in a way, not probably, but if you communicate your sentiments in some way or other to backgrounders or otherwise, I think you can come through this rough water very nicely. Certainly.
But you're going to say, absolutely. I don't think it's even remotely approaches me fatal. I think it's just one more matter of need.
Really, the question.
You've got to hang through it and rise above it as you do it. And I understand your point. You can only do so many at the risk of running up so much in you. Five minutes. Would make any difference.
Dresden had an interesting article on Mitchell yesterday where he said that. So did Barfoot.
Really?
Yeah. What they said. They said that they don't understand why Mitchell doesn't come forward to take responsibility for this. But I think if I could say so, that if you will spend a week in Florida and not take calls and just delegate to Ash, Schultz, Kelly, and Brad, the country in a week, and just get the hell out of there, and take a lid off, and don't read the papers, and don't read the
papers. Don't
worry, I don't read the papers. I mean, just really, you know, you would be inclined to, maybe you'll say, he's the one who did this and that today.
He doesn't do that.
Okay, great, Doc. But if you could just detach yourself for a week, and then come back from the mountains, so to speak, with a fresh perspective on this, and sit in the sun, and listen to some good music, and see some shows, and just take a week off, I just think you'll come back with an entirely different view of this. That's the best advice you've gotten in
month.
Thank you.
Well, you lay out the picture you're talking about. The way you're talking now, the viewpoint you're taking, is the only problem in this that isn't insurmountable.
You're in a lot better in my mind right now, Frank.
For a damn good reason.
No.
Well, I'm not sure it's too much.
No, you know, you're not. I think we're too little to your frame of mind, and it shows to us. And that's something that's been concerning us.
And you will show it as time goes on. We're also students of your public presentation. And you do a damn good job to a point. But nobody, you can only go get to a certain point in
that's right.
And these people out here watch you very carefully. And they should be given no opportunity to watch you for a while. And you ought to go through this. You pull away other times when you run into a problem, and you're in one now. The way you've dealt with them and dealt with them well is to get out of them. And out of the doing of them for a time and work them over yourself. And then come out of that. In the process of that, you may, first place, we're assuming a set of events that we don't know is going to take place. We've got to be prepared for the worst of them, but we don't have to, we aren't assured of the worst of them yet.
before you announce the bomb.
That's right.
Because if you don't, you will bomb and the Soviets will cancel the summit and you will look bad in world opinion. I argue strongly in that discussion that that's ridiculous. You don't know what the Soviets will do. All you know is that they might cancel it.
So,
and that it's worth taking the chance that they might not and still have the summit, because the best thing that could happen is to bomb and have the summit.
Thank God.
And you basically agreed with that, but Henry totally didn't, and you were listening to both views. Then we trotted over to Cummings. And there I argued the other side.
That's my suggestion.
Right. But Conley strongly took my position. And out of that, Henry became convinced that you could go the other way. And then you did go the other way, and it worked. My point is, until you know something, a course of events is going to run, you can make the worst of all possible decisions based on the fact that the worst will happen, and find that you cut off options you don't need to cut off.
December 18th. Was another case in point. We were for a week at Camp David, battered, and I had that poor General Lincoln, not Lincoln, the correct, he was saying, Colonel Kennedy up there, and I was on the phone with Haig, and all that sort of thing, and we avoided a terrible mistake. Henry was insisting that I had to go on television to announce the resumption of bombing in North Vietnam. And he insisted, abstractly, he was thoroughly suspicious of Haig, and I wouldn't do it. And incidentally, most people thought incidentally, for 10 days while we were bombing, it looked like Henry was right. And then all of a sudden, he was wrong. But
and Henry was doing it on the basis of a premise, which is that you have to sell the American people on doing this in order to be able to do it.
Well, he was right, he lost.
Well, it was American to his argument. It was American to his Soviet argument. Yeah. There was a damn good chance they would cancel
it. Coming to this one, I suppose, the strongest argument the other point of view is what John calls let it all hang out theory. And they say, well, she lives, the president must be like Caesar's wife, and there ain't going to be anybody around here that this son of a bitch thing is in touch. Well, it's hard to find anybody that didn't touch. Maybe they asked Rose about betting money for these people.
Well, I think
it's already goddamn hard to find people that didn't touch.
Right now, you've got to consolidate your gains. You gained the other day by going out
there.
Yeah, right. There's no fair favor for this man, and he's determined
to press even the Washington Post is right to the charges.
Now, if you can get out the chronology of how you got into this, and I'm rooted in
the only man who can get that out of the John.
Correct.
That's right. And I think you better do it. Whatever we do. The only man who can get out, the only problem you've got there is what we do with regard to John Dean, and I think maybe John Dean's going to do it anyway.
That's my tip.
If he will.
He may not do it. He either will do it anyway or he won't do it anyway. There are powerful forces that weigh against his doing it, so it's a good possibility he won't.
The most powerful force that weighs against his doing it is if he doesn't get immunity and has to look for an amnesty.
And Peterson is the linchpin in
that. That's the most powerful personal factor.
Now, today is what, Thursday?
Yeah.
Do you want this in the news magazine cycle?
Sure.
Because I can have the two news magazines in, or I can have U.S. News in.
No, U.S. News won't do it. I wondered
if you wanted it again.
Well,
I don't think you need it yet. You need it later.
You're
on top now.
No,
you're on top now. You got what equity you got. Run out as carefully as you can. You spent a big chunk when you went out to the press room the other day, and it bought you a lot. And you're still getting the payoff.
You know, I bought us up because they saw us on the sword, the blood ran out.
Well, not totally. That sells papers. But, because again, I think you're
not really folks.
You are in a rock frame of mind on this. You are looking at it.
Are you?
Matter of fact, I'm not.
You're ready to fight.
Well, that man.
No, not yet. We're ready to figure it out.
I'm very confident that the right thing's going to turn out.
and concern about your general mental approach to this, frankly.
It's two questions here.
Yeah. And I think as you're reading things, you know a lot of stuff that the world doesn't know, first of all, and some of it the world will never know. Some of it the world will. You don't know what it will be. But you're in control. You're in control of a lot of some of it.
Yes, sir.
I think you are. And you've got a damn good record. And when that record comes out, you will be seen to have been gulled in the first instance and badly served. And people will be very sympathetic. They want to believe that. And secondly, you will be seen to have moved ahead in the tradition of the young Richard Nixon. As soon as you had a blip that something wasn't right, and you made the right moves, as it turns out, and are approximately responsible for the uncovering of this thing. And they will never...
Well, I agree. The basic interface, I think our talking, everybody finally triggered.
No question.
Who did it trigger? What did it trigger?
I guess to you that it can be argued that it did, because a jungle telegraph all over this town was saying that I was talking to people.
And
the jig was up. And that
right.
You were
going to get to the bottom.
You were determined to open her all up.
No.
The good guy would work into the PR on this. Sound odd to you, but I think there's something to it. It's Judge Sirica.
No question.
And I would make him a good guy.
Yep.
I would say, this is a man who didn't believe this shit that was shoved to me. And thank God, he got that day. He's in the court system, and the president were
he takes the case. He doesn't he make the case? Well, as a matter of fact, we can even make a point out of the fact that we were trying during this period, too, to work out a deal with the Senate.
Sure. Absolutely. And Urban will be the first to say that I was fair and above board and open with it, and that Howard will say the same thing. So that your record there is impeccable. Now, it may be that what we'll want to do is just put out my verbatim notes of the whole thing. I don't know. But the point here is, Dean coming in and saying on March 21st, I told the president there was a cancer on the presidency, and that's what turned him on. Hey, you'll be able to show, as a matter of record, that you were on this thing weeks before that. And that he'd been sent to...
But we were constantly asking him, we were going to this MIT Jesus Christ. What about Mitchell? And what about Hall? Well,
and you were being had by
him. And Dean said, well, this fellow isn't... I don't think this works, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And the story gave out here that Michael was trying to frankly, let's face it, he's the president was trying to frame this thing in a way that we didn't get wrong.
You were, look, as I said, now
it worked that way.
You had 4 or 5 meetings for this stuff, all in a series of days. And you were saying all kinds of things to him.
You met with a total of 12 hours.
And when you get done with that, you say to yourself, this is a dish that doesn't ring true. This guy is not the fellow that I should rely on.
I was mission investigator and I owe you rules for it.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too. What time, Bob, do you think we should go tomorrow?
1 o'clock.
Huh?
1 o'clock. Oh, there. Whenever you finish.
What do we have?
That's something good.
You have to get ready. I think we ought to give the captain a little shot on the economy. A little shot on energy.
Right.
And I'll give a little pep talk.
Right.
We can.
There'd be a place where you could say some things about letting the winds of freedom blow through this thing.
Yeah. And I say we're going to get it all out.
Yeah, good. When the final story just comes out, there won't be anything that anyone will have to apologize for.
There's not going to be anything that we've... this has been something that I've been... It's been troubling. I couldn't do anything because... We were relying on reports that have been made that we thought were true. And those reports are not true.
Well...
Would you say that?
No, I'll tell you what I say. I'll tell you what I say for you.
Is,
gentlemen, I can't talk about this, obviously, with this proceeding going on, but I just want to assure you one thing. You will never have to apologize for the conduct of this administration in this matter. In the administration, now, there may be individuals who will all regret having acted the way they did, but I think when the history of this last several months is written, you will see that we have been as faithful to our trust the American people as any administration could be.
Yeah, we prosecuted ourselves.
Right. And then I just leave it at that. And then let them go out and say, I have the president's word.
Okay. All right. See you later.
That's all comes in.
And I will not see
very slow and just with hope would be spent very sparingly tossing that away.
Yeah.
That's why I say I think we ought to wait and see what develops here.
All right.
See what Peterson says to you this morning. See what our lawyers can find out. And then match up. That in other words, we'd be very slow and just...
I suspect our lawyers will hear one thing and you'll hear another. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Good. I'm sorry.
Say, I think we ought to wait and see what develops here.
All right.
See what Peterson says.
Peterson, come over now, please.
Yes, sir.
And, okay. I am not going to bother you today. I'm
going to see you this morning. See what our lawyers can find out. And then match them up.
I suspect our lawyers will hear one thing and you'll hear another. That's my prediction.
Thank you. there's some way that I have to insulate myself somewhat from this battery, because it goes to me more than most people. I mean, if I can look at this as Garmin says, well, there's some way that I have to insulate myself somewhat from this battery, because it goes to me more than most.
I think if I could occasions to spend the week in Florida and not take calls. And just separate yourself from delegating to action. Let's take occasions to condemn the wrong. Scholz fell again, wrecked the country. We won't do it in a way.
You basically agreed with that, but in
discussion.
Right. But Conley strongly took my position.
Okay, great. But if you could just detach yourself for a week.
And out of that, Henry became convinced that you could go
and then come back from the mountain, so to speak,
the other way.
And then with a friend, he did go the retrospective on this.
The way didn't work. My point is, until you know something, a course of events is going to run, you can make the worst of all possible decisions based on the fact that the worst will happen and find that you cut off options you don't need to cut off.
December. And sit in the sun and listen to some good music and see some shows and just 13. Take a week off.
Of course, it's another case in point.
I just think you'll come back with an entirely different view.
For a week again, David, better than I had that poor General Lincoln, not Lincoln, but correct, his name, Colonel Kennedy. General Kennedy up there, I was on the phone with Haig, you know, and all that sort of thing, and we avoided a terrible mistake. Henry was insane.
That's the best advice you've gotten in a month.
Yeah. I had to go on television.
Well, you lay out the picture you're talking about.
To announce the presumption.
The way you're talking now, the viewpoint.
Abstractly, he was terribly suspicious of the case.
Sure.
And I wouldn't do it. And incidentally, most people thought incidentally, for 10 days while we were bombing, it looked like Henry was right. And then all of a sudden,
you're taking is the only problem in this that isn't surmountable. It is insurmountable.
You're
in
a lot narrower your mind.
And Henry was doing it on the basis of a premise, which is that you have to sell the American people on doing this in order to be able to do it.
Well, he was rightly lost.
Well, it was American to his argument. It was American to a Soviet argument. Yeah. There was an ambition to say, we'll cancel
Turner. Coming from this one, I suppose, the strongest argument
right now, Frank. For a damn good reason.
No. Well, I'm not sure it's too much.
No, you know, you're not that worse. You will see your frame of mind, and it shows to us. And that's something that's been
made. John calls to let it all hang out theory. And they say, well, she lives, the president must be like Caesar's wife, and there ain't going to be anybody around here that this son of a bitch thing is in touch. Well, it's hard to find anybody that didn't touch. Maybe they ask Rose about her ass.
And you will show it as time goes on. We're also students of your public presentation. And you do a damn good job to a point. But nobody
can bet the money for these people.
Well, I think.
Sure, you got damn hard to find people to talk.
Right now, you've got to consolidate your gains. You gained the other day by going out there.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody's yes, he is. There's no fair favor for this man, and he's determined
to press even the Washington Post is right to the
targets. Now, you can only go get to a certain point.
That's right.
And these people out here watch you very carefully. And they should be given no opportunity to watch you for a while. And you ought to. If you can get out the chronology, how you get into this, and I'm rooted in
the only man who can get that out of the John.
That's right.
And I think you better do it. Whatever we do, the only man to get out. The only problem you've got there is what we do with regard to John Dean, and I think maybe John Dean's
going to go through this. You pull away other times when you run into a problem, and you're in one now. The way you dealt with them and dealt with them well is to get out of them.
And I'll do it anyway.
That's my tip.
He either
will do it anyway or he won't do it anyway.
Right.
There are powerful forces that weigh against his doing it. So it's a good possibility he won't.
The most powerful force that weighs against his doing it.
The doing of them for a time and work them over yourself. And then come out of that. In the process of that, you may. First place, we're assuming a set of events that we don't know is going to take place. We've got to be prepared for it, the worst of them, but we don't have to, we aren't sure.
He doesn't get the immunity and has to look for an amnesty.
And Peterson is the linchpin in
that. That's the most powerful personal factor.
Now,
you're the worst of them, yes.
Today is what? Thursday. Do you want this in the news magazine cycle? in two news magazines then. Or I could have U.S. News then.
No, 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 U.S. News won't do
it. I wondered if you wanted to get them.
14 or 15 back, 16 back to May 8th.
14 or
15. Well,
I don't think you need it yet. You need it later.
All right.
You don't stop now. May 8th, you're on the top. He's out over in your Oval Office. And Henry, now, let you got, what equity you got, run out as carefully as you can. They're arguing with you for a long, long time. You must, you spent a big chunk when you went out to the press room the other day, and it bought you a lot. And you're still getting the payoff. So, the Soviet summit.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I bought us because they saw us.
Before you announced the bomb.
That's right.
Because if
on the sword of the blood
don't, you will run into oil. Not totally. That sells papers. But and the Soviets will cancel the summit, and you will look. Because again, I think you're
not really folks.
You are in a rotten frame of mind on this. You are bad in world opinion. I argue strongly in that discussion. And well, I have a no. Matter of fact, that's ridiculous. Not. Don't know what the Soviets
are. They're ready to fight.
Well, that man.
No, not yet. We're ready to figure it out.
I'm very confident that the right thing will do. All you know is that they might cancel it.
So,
and that it's worth taking the chance
to turn out.
Yes, that they might not. And,
Governor. A couple days ago, I know you were. When you said it, well, remember when you had that call?
No,
forget it. He just sunk me.
Well,
I'll never be able
to. And still have the summit, because the best thing that could happen is to bomb and have the summit.
I've been used a lawyer.
Nothing like it.
And thank God.
And you basically agree with that, but Henry, the Christian Science Street, now, the fact is that I'm very confident that the right thing is going to unfold, but
you totally didn't, and you were listening to both views. Then we trotted over to Connie's.
That I am concerned,
there I argue the other side,
about your general mental approach to this, frankly.
Yes, too pessimistic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think as you're reading things, you
at my suggestion.
Right. But Conley strongly took my position. A lot of stuff that the world doesn't know, first of all, and out of that, Henry became convinced that you could go the other way. Some of it the world will never know. Some of it the world will. You don't know what the world will.
I think we better figure that out.
But you're in control. You're in control of a lot of some of it.
Yes, sir.
I think you are. And you've got to.
Then you did go the other way and it worked. My point is, until you know,
damn good record. And when that record comes out, you will be seen.
Something, a course of events is going to run.
You're going to be dulled in the first instance and badly served. And people will be very sympathetic. They want to believe that. And secondly, you will be seen to have moved.
You can make the worst of all possible decisions based on the fact that the worst will happen.
Dad, in the tradition of the young Richard Nixon, as soon as you had a blip that something was...
And find that you cut off options you don't need to cut off.
These right. And you made the right moves, as it turns out, and are approximately responsible for the uncovering of this thing.
18th.
And they will never.
Well, I agree. Sorry, basically, we have to face it at another case point. We were for a week again, David battered, and I think our talking to everybody finally triggered.
No question.
Who did it trigger? What did it trigger?
I suggest to you that it can be argued that it did because of a jumbled telegraph.
And that poor General Lincoln, not Lincoln, but the correct name,
Colonel Kennedy, all over this town was saying that I was talking to people.
General Kennedy up there, I was on the phone with Haig.
The jig was up. And then
right, you were going to get to the bottom.
You were determined to open her all up.
No. But
yeah, they're good, but I would work into the PR on this, and then this will sound odd to you. But
boy, it's a terrible mistake. Henry was insane.
I think there's something to it.
Insisted that I had to go on television to announce the resumption of bombing in North Vietnam. You know, insisted.
That's right. He was Judge Sirica.
No question.
And I would make him a good guy.
Yes.
And I would say, this is a man who didn't believe this shit that was shoved in. And thank God, because that Dave is in the court system, and the president, where he takes
the case, doesn't he make
bring it to them. We're going to deal with it with the Senate.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And Urban will be the first to say that I was fair and above board and open with it. And that
day, while we were bombing, I can't be right. And then all of a sudden, he's wrong.
But that's, and then he was doing it on the basis that Howard will say the same thing. So that your record there is impeccable. Now, it may be that what we'll want to do is just put out my verbatim notes of the whole thing. I don't know.
But the principal premise, which is that here is you have to sell the American people on doing this in order to be able to do it.
Well, he was rightly lost.
Well, it was a merit to his argument. It was a merit to his Soviet argument. Yeah. Dean coming in and saying, on March 21st, I told the president there was a cancer on the presidency, and that's what turned him on. Hey, you'll be able to show, as a matter of record, that you were on this thing weeks before that.
Was it ambition to say weekend?
And he'd been sent to...
if a week was coming to this one, I suppose the strongest argument that can be made for that, the other point of view, is we're constantly asking him, we were going to the MIT Jesus crisis. What about Mitchell? And what about Hall? Well,
and you were being had by
him. And Dean said, well, this fellow isn't, I don't think this works, and this and that.
Mm-hmm. And starting it up here.
What John calls let it all hang out theory. And they say, well, Iowa was trying to frankly, let's face it, he used to say the president was trying to frame this thing in a way that we didn't agree.
Well, you were, look, as I said, now
it worked that way.
You had 4 or 5 years for this stuff.
But the president must be like Caesar's wife, and there ain't going to be anybody around here that this son of a bitch can even touch. Well, it's hard to find anybody that didn't touch. Maybe they asked Rose about getting money for these people.
All in a series of days. And you were saying all kinds of things to him.
You met with a total of 12 hours.
And when you get done with that, you say to yourself, this is a dish that doesn't ring true.
Well, I think...
it's already goddamn hard to find people that are tough. Right now, you've got to consolidate your gain. You gained the other day. This guy is not the fellow that I should rely on.
I was mentioning investigator in my old rule for it.
Everybody's guess is, well, there's no fair or favor for this man, and he's determined
to press even the Washington Post to write the editorial.
Now, Jake, have a nice day. Thank you. You too.
What time, Bob, do you think we should go tomorrow? 1 o'clock.
Huh?
1 o'clock. Oh, there. Whenever you finish. What do we have?
Something good to have. If you can get out the chronology of how you got into this,
personal factors.
Today is as American people as any administration could be.
Yeah, we prosecuted ourselves.
And then I just leave it at that. And then let that go on Thursday. Do you want to go out and say, I have the president's word?
Okay, I'll see you later.
That's in the news magazine cycle?
Sure.
Because I can have it to the news magazine then.
Well, it comes in, and I will not see you, but you will call me if it is called.
Okay. Or I can have you as news then.
No, not as news.
I wondered if you wanted it again.
Well,
I don't think you need it yet. You need it later.
You're on top now.
No, you're on top now.
Let
you got what equity you got. Run out
I
spend this as carefully as you can.
Hear it.
You spent a big chunk when you went out to the press room the other day, and it bought you a lot. And you're still getting the payoff.
You know, I bought us up because they saw us on the sword at the blood ranch.
Well, not totally. That sells papers. But, because again, I think you're
not really folks.
You are in a rough frame of mind on this. You are looking at
it. Are you?
No, matter of fact, I'm not.
We're ready to figure it out.
I'm very confident that the right thing's going to turn out. And,
a couple of days ago, I know you were, when you said it, well, remember when you had that call?
No.
Congratulations, you just sung me.
Well,
I'll never be a, I've been as a lawyer.
Nothing like a good Christian Science Street. Now, the fact is that I'm very confident that the right thing is going to unfold. But that I am concerned about your general mental approach to this, frankly.
Yes, two questions here.
Yeah. And I think as you're reading things, you know a lot of stuff that the world doesn't know, first of all, and some of it the world will never know. Some of it the world will. You don't know what the world will.
I think we better figure it out.
But you're in control. You're in control of a lot of some of it.
Yes, sir.
I think you are. And you've got a damn good record. And when that record comes out, you will be seen to have been gulled in the first instance and badly served, and people will be very sympathetic. They want to believe that. And secondly, you will be seen to have moved ahead in the tradition of the young Richard Nixon as soon as you had a blip that something wasn't right. And you made the right moves, as it turns out, and are approximately responsible for the uncovering of this thing. And they will never...
Well, I agree. The issue, I think our talking to everybody finally triggered.
No question.
Who did it trigger? What did it trigger?
I suggest to you that it can be argued that it did, because a jungle telegraph all over this town was saying that I was talking to people.
Yep, yeah.
And the jig was up. And that
right,
you were
going to get to the bottom.
You were determined to open her all up.
No, but...
yeah, they're good, but I would work into the PR on this. Sound odd to you, but I think there's something to it. It's Judge Sirica.
No question.
And I would make him a good guy,
Thomas.
And I would say, this is a man who didn't believe this shit that was shoved Dean. And thank God, because that Dean is in the court system and the president, where
he takes the case, doesn't he make the case? Well, as a matter of fact, we can even make a point out of the fact that we were trying during this period too, to work out a deal with it with the Senate.
Sure. Absolutely. And Urban will be the first to say that I was fair and above board and open with it, and Howard will say the same thing. So that your record there is impeccable. Now, it may be that what we'll want to do is just put out my verbatim notes of the whole thing. I don't know. But the point here is, Dean coming in and saying, on March 21st, I told the president there was a cancer on the presidency, and that's what turned him on. Hey, you'll be able to show, as a matter of record, that you were on this thing weeks before that. And that he'd been sent to...
but we were constantly asking him, we were going to this MIT Jesus Christ. What about Mitchell? And what about Hall? Well,
and you were being had by
him. And Dean said, well, this fellow isn't... I don't think this works, and this and that.
Mm-hmm. And starting
it up here, that I was trying to, frankly, let's face it, he's to say, the president was trying to frame this thing in a way that we didn't agree.
Well, you were, look, as I said,
how it worked out,
you had. This is a dish that doesn't ring true. This guy is not the fellow that I should rely on.
I was station investigator in my old rule for
exactly.
Well, anyway, have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too. What time, Bob, do you think we should go tomorrow? 1 o'clock.
Huh? 1 o'clock. Oh, there. Whenever you finish.
What, do we have something? We've got to get ready. I think we ought to give the captain a little shot on the economy. A little shot on energy.
Right.
And I'll give a little pep talk.
Right.
Can.
There'd be a place where you could say some things about letting the winds of freedom blow through this thing.
Yeah. And I say we're going to get it all out.
Yeah, good. When the final story of this comes out, there won't be anything that anyone will have to apologize for.
It's not going to be anything that we've, this has been something that I've been, it's been troubling. I couldn't do anything because
we were relying on
reports that have been made that we thought were true. And those reports are not true.
Well,
would you say that?
No, I'll tell you what I say. I'll tell you what I say for you.
Is,
gentlemen, I can't talk about this, obviously, with this proceeding going on. But I just want to assure you one thing. You will never have to apologize for the conduct of this administration.